I cannot begin to describe how odd and unnatural it is to be speaking with you this morning from such a distance. Normally, when I give a homily, I can look in every direction and see the many wonderful faces of our church, from the oldest of us to the youngest, to our catechumens and members alike. And how I miss them all this morning, each and every one. But as it is, we live in an extraordinary time where pestilence threatens not just us, but all of humanity. And so we have been sanctioned to remain at home, to limit the number of people we are to come into contact with in an attempt to thwart this disease and defeat it. But as a result, we have to endure a period of isolation. And particularly for us, the church, this isn't always easy. How can the church be the church if its doors are closed to its people? In the 11th century, the Caliph Al-Kahin decreed the closure of all churches in Egypt, which at the time ignited a tremendous distress for all Coptic Christians in that area. But one day, as the Caliph was walking through the streets where the Copts resided, he heard their voices praising and praying in each of their homes. And then he said, "Open their churches and let them pray as they please. I wish to close a church in every street, but today I discovered that when I made this decree, a church was opened in each home." And so, as you can see, the church is not confined to a particular building, but it lives in the hearts of its people. And so long as that happens, the church will always be the church, no matter where we are. Yes, we are temporarily apart from one another in the physical sense, but we are not divided. And though we be scattered to our homes, we are not alone. For the church never stops being the church. What does the Apostle Paul tell us in Romans chapter 8? "For I am convinced that neither death nor life, neither angels nor demons, neither the present nor the future, nor any powers, neither height nor depth, nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God that is in Jesus Christ our Lord." Now this Sunday, as we have just heard, is the passage where Jesus cast out the unclean spirit. And while many marveled at his ability to do so, others doubted the authority by which he performed it. But Jesus, knowing their hearts, and undoubtedly hearing the murmurings which suggested he cast out the devil by the power of Beelzebub, the prince of devils, retorted unto them, "Every kingdom divided against itself shall be brought to desolation, and house upon house shall fall. And if Satan also be divided against himself, how shall his kingdom stand?" Now there's a word here within this small sequence of events that seems to leap off the page, if you will, and that which I believe our blessed Lord would like us to focus on in this morning, that word being divided. You see, those that opposed Christ in this morning's gospel had one agenda: to sow the seeds of division regarding his works and the kingdom to which he belongs. the naysayers, and the unbelievers of this morning's gospel were trying to divide that which was and is holy. But Christ easily saw through their argument and deconstructed it in his retort. For indeed, how can a kingdom, a dominion, a house divided itself, how can it stand? Surely it would crumble and be reduced to nothing more than a heap of rubble. Now, if you read or watch the news, you see that this virus called COVID-19 has divided a nation in terms of what it is, who it is affecting, how it is reported, and I could go on and on. The media is divided. Members of our government are divided, and even friends and family are divided in terms of how they are processing and conceptualizing this worldwide pandemic. Heck, we can't even agree to get people to self-quarantine. Only some are, but not all. As we have seen in the evidence of the videos of the spring breakers flooding the beaches of Florida, or the photos of people still flocking to our nation's capital to see cherry blossoms. Cherry blossoms or self-confinement to save lives. It's interesting, isn't it? The choices people make and how it divides us. As St. John Maximovich once said, these current catastrophes are so terrible for us because they have come upon us, because we are not firm in the faith, because we are not enduring them for the sake of Christ. And what is even worse, and leaves us powerless in our efforts to counteract our misfortunes, is that we do not strengthen ourselves with the power of Christ. We put our hope not in God, but in human powers and means. And that is precisely the mindset of many in the world presently, as this virus sweeps across the globe. Their hope extends no further than that of a fleeting thought. But that is what separates us as disciples of Christ from the rest of the world. And yes, even when it comes to a matter of life and death, the people of this country, even the world, are still divided. But let me tell you what isn't divided. Christ, one, holy, Catholic, and apostolic church. Christ's holy cross is not divided. The victory he claimed through his glorious and most holy resurrection is not divided. My friends, this is our opportunity to be the church, to show a world divided what a church united looks like. As we remain at home in an attempt to preserve the sanctity and dignity of human life, to prevent this virus from spreading, let us also preserve our faith and lift up our cross to every family member and to our neighbors for the majority of our lives. Our faith is most lived out in our home and in our community. And for those of you whose occupations call you to go out and to serve others during this turbulent time, serve in a manner which is in accordance with the love of Christ. And remember that you bear the gospel, that the church lives inside of you, and that Christ has called you to do this, and that our prayers go with you. For we are all members of one body. We are all one in Christ. And though the world may be, we are not divided, but stand firm in our resolve, in our faith in Christ, upholding ourselves and each other for the preservation of all life. May Christ bless you. May Christ be praised. And may his undivided kingdom reign forever and ever and unto the ages of ages. Amen. Amen.